Hello and welcome to the Science Rundown. I'm Pedro Flores. On today's show, we'll be talking about genetic signals and the flu vaccine, a dolphin with a strange face, and 2,000-year-old Roman-era tombs were found in Egypt. Science news is coming up next. Have you ever wondered whether it's worth it to get the flu vaccine? I know some people report getting the flu right afterwards, which is a myth. It takes 2 weeks for the body to develop the immune protection after they've been vaccinated. However, despite the flu vaccine's overall success rate, some people still end up getting sick. Well, researchers have discovered 9 genes in people 35 and under that can accurately predict whether your body will create flu antibodies, protecting you from the respiratory illness. The study, which was published in Science Immunology last week, looked at blood samples of 175 people in the US from different backgrounds and locations in order to find a common genetic signal, a crystal ball of sorts that would predict the vaccine's effectiveness. According to immunologist Dr. Elias Haddad, quote, "It could have implications in terms of identifying responders versus non-responders by doing a simple test before vaccination," end quote. The researchers plan on identifying the same genetic signal in older adults and will determine if the identified genes can predict an effective response for all vaccines. Scientists have discovered fossils of the strange face dolphin. The dwarf dolphin's skull was discovered at the bottom of the Wando River in Charleston, South Carolina, and dated 28 to 30 million years old. The findings were published last week in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B. According to Robert Bosnecker, a vertebrate paleontologist and the study's lead author, the dolphin would have weighed about 100 pounds and measured up to 4 feet. Holes in the snout of its skull suggest the cetacean may have had large fleshy lips and possible whiskers. Quote, "This newfound species would have been an easy target for many of these sharks, other dolphins, and whales," end quote. "This is because the dolphin named Inomerostrum xenops, which means weaponless snout, was toothless and likely fed itself by sucking up fish and squid. The dolphin's specialized form of feeding sheds light onto early evolution of cetaceans, which also include whales and porpoises." Quote, "Dolphins have a long history of being adaptable and experimenting with new behaviors," end quote, said Bosnecker, who plans on continuing research on aquatic fossils in South Carolina, adding, quote, "Many more strange and fantastical species await naming and illumination," end quote. Last week, the Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities announced the discovery of 2,000-year-old tombs in Beresh Shagala, which is in the Dakhla Oasis in Egypt. The tombs, made of mud brick, date back to when Romans controlled Egypt, and they include artifacts such as mummy masks, inscribed pottery, and a number of large jars, which may have contained wine or olive oil. The large tombs, 5 of which were discovered during this excavation, had multiple burial chambers, some contained vaulted ceilings, and one was shaped like a pyramid. The Dakhla Oasis, which is located about 200 miles west of Luxor, is home to many prehistoric archaeological remains. These date back to 30 BC, following Cleopatra VII's suicide, signaling the Roman takeover of Egypt. To see a slideshow of the tomb photos, click on the link I've attached. And that's it for the Science Rundown for now. Stay tuned for more science and healthy news coming up later.